This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday warned Americans that COVID will get worse before it gets better. The United States is the nation hardest hit by COVID-19 with 24.51 million cases and more than 410,000 deaths. More than 4,000 Americans died of the disease on Thursday for the second day in a row. Even so, vaccine rollout, which the administration of former President Donald Trump left to the states to carry out without a federal blueprint or sufficient funding, has proven to be choppy. The U.S. is doubling down on its support for Taiwan following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. Taiwan's defense ministry said China Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets into airspace just southwest of the island, part of a long-standing pattern of Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government of President Tsai Ing-wen into calling and caving in to Beijing's demand that she recognize Taiwan as part of a Chinese territory. The latest Chinese overflight came on the heels of President Joe Biden's inauguration, emphasizing the island's enduring position and the panoply of divisive issues between the sides that also include human rights, trade disputes, and most recently, questions about China's initial response to the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. State Department on Saturday said that it notes with concern the pattern of ongoing China's attempts to intimidate its neighbors, that includes Taiwan. There was no immediate response from China on Sunday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he looked forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden on their shared goals, including tackling climate change. Johnson used his first phone call with the U.S. president to welcome Biden's announcement that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization, and they discussed the prospects of a free trade deal. A spokeswoman for Johnson said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potential free trade deal between the two countries. Britain left the European Union last year. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel Obrador. A construction site of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, which former President Donald Trump had touted as a major accomplishment days before leaving office, was seen abandoned during a visit by Reuters. The sites in Sunland Park, New Mexico, appeared deserted after U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order halting construction of the border wall. Biden has ordered an immediate pause to construction of the border wall and end an emergency declaration by Mr. Trump while he was president that helped authorize the funding for it. The 644-kilometer partially completed wall represents arguably the most concrete legacy of Mr. Trump's 4-year administration and his overhaul of the U.S. immigration system, including a crackdown on migrants crossing the southern border. Portugal is holding a presidential election with the moderate incumbent candidate strongly favored to earn a second 5-year term. The ballot taking place Sunday comes as a devastating COVID-19 surge rips the European Union country. The head of state in Portugal has no legislative powers, which lie with parliament and the government, but is an influential voice in the running of the country. To win, a candidate must capture more than 50% of the vote, but a severe pandemic surge in Portugal in recent days could keep the turnout relatively low and lead to a runoff between the top two candidates. Remembrances continue for Larry King, the longtime nationally syndicated TV and radio host, who was a nightly fixture on CNN from 1985 through 2010 as the host of Larry King Live. He won many honors during the show's 25-year run. King died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. His production company said no cause of death was given, but a spokesperson said January 4th that King had COVID-19, received supplemental oxygen, had been moved out of intensive care. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.